Hello?
Hello?
Larry.
Yeah.
It's Chaz and AJ, WPLR. How are you?
Hi, Chaz. How's it going, man?
Good. Got AJ here, too.
I would.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Not bad, man.
It's Larry Kerwin.
Hey!
Black 47.
What the hell is this?
AJ's going to tell us... AJ's going to tell us everything he knows about Black 47.
I know. Black 47 is very, very popular. I know they're an Irish-American band. I know they shut down one place when it was supposed to be 3,000 people. 30,000 people showed up. I think it was an area of Boston. Then all of a sudden, Hoboken. That was Hoboken, New Jersey. That was it. And basically set the whole city on fire because you shut everything completely down.
Wow,
you shut the bars down in particular.
Exactly,
that was
right.
Problem.
Yeah,
wow, you set Hoboken on fire.
Exactly, which is not easy to do, because it's saturated and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you know David Bowie.
Yes.
Knew David Bowie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How close were you guys?
Well, I didn't know him that well, but I had a long conversation. He hung out with us one night, and that's how I came to put that extra thing into Heroes and re-recorded it.
Wow. What happens? He just walked up to you one night at a show and said, "Hi, I'm David Bowie." He said, "Of course you are." And then you started hanging out and talking?
No, it was a place called Tier 3 down in Tribeca. It was a club, and he came along to see the band, as did myself and a friend, and the band didn't show up, so there was only a few of us in the place, and he came over and said, "Do you mind if I join you?" And then we were just talking for, I would say, an hour, maybe 2 hours, a long, long time.
Did you freak out when you first saw him? Like, oh, my God, it's David Bowie. Wait,
no, he had actually come to... see a band I was in before that, but times were different then. It was like, anybody could be just hanging out. That was back in the 80s.
So, yeah, right.
It was
his head.
Bodyguard. He had no bodyguard or anything like him. He was out for a drink, just like anyone else.
Yeah.
Didn't want to sit at the bar on his own. So.
Wow.
Well, you can't go out now because someone will take a picture, post it, say, "Guess who's here." And 5 minutes later, there's 1,000 people outside.
Swamped. It's Hoboken all over again.
Right. So you were supposed to play with your band, and he showed up to see the band, and your band didn't show up, and he sat in with you, or he sat with you to talk to you?
No, he was, he had come to see a band I was in about a year or so before. So, I wasn't that surprised at seeing him. He lived in the neighborhood. But then I just happened to be sitting at the bar with a friend, and we were waiting for another band to come on, and they didn't show. So we got to talk the whole time then because there was no noise or anything like that.
Wow. That's amazing to have that time.
Exactly. With a legend.
Yeah.
Those things don't happen anymore.
What does David Bowie drink?
He was drinking beer that night.
Really? I don't picture him being a beer drinker.
Hmm. No, but we were all drinking beer, so he was the kind of guy who could melt in anywhere. He fit in any place, and he took a pride in himself doing that.
Yeah.
So nice to see him around the neighborhood then afterwards, and all he did was he wore a cap, and he wore it down over his cap and a coat, and he wore the cap kind of down over his eyes, and nobody ever recognized him.
Wow. Pretty wild, him in the neighborhood.
Well, when he died, we had a lot of people call and say they ran into him in a bar listening to music in New York. So he's a big fan of music. You just pop in and check out who's playing. Big fan of music.
Yep. He was a really big fan of music, and he liked hanging out with musicians. He liked talking to musicians. And he never talked about himself or when I was with him. The only time he talked about himself really is when I asked him about Heroes. Because it was my favorite song by him. And he was explaining, it was from that he wrote it when he was living in Berlin. And the guy I was with had lived in Berlin too, so they had something in common. So that's what the conversation was about. And then he described recording Heroes, with Brian Eno and Robert Fripp. And he went through the whole thing. He had kind of an encyclopedic mind for music. Joe Strummer was the exact same way. I knew Joe Strummer much better, but
wow.
Joe really had that encyclopedic mind for music. But David had it too. He could remember recording everything and how he recorded it with Heroes.
But not pay the bar tab, no.
And
David! David!
And now at O'Neill's Pub in South Norwalk this Saturday, you're gonna preview your new single, Heroes Belfast?
Yeah. We'll do that there amongst a lot of Black 47 songs and everything. Yeah, whatever comes to mind, on a St. Patrick's night.
Nice, yeah.
You never know.
St. Patrick's Eve, yeah. You'll bring in St. Patrick's Day at midnight.
You can usher it in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, always you see in New York, the parade is never on a Sunday. So if it lands on a Sunday, they move the parade back to Saturday.
Right, gotcha.
So that's kind of the way.
You got to have your drinking.
Of course, know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how is Heroes Belfast different from David Bowie's original take on it?
Well, you see, one of the things he said when he was leaving, he came over to me and, you know, he said, you know, I could have just as easily written Heroes about Belfast as I did about Berlin, because both cities had walls between them and I could just as easily have done it. So, like you guys, I was stunned by his death, too, and I happened to be sitting at the table when it came on the radio, and for some reason, because I hadn't thought about it that much, for some reason, the conversation we had came into my mind, and I just turned off the radio and just started to write whatever came into mind, and then that's that bridge I put into Heroes Belfast. So what I wanted to do was, like, complete his thought, you know, that he could have written it about Belfast. So I put in what I thought he might write about Belfast.
Oh, and that's awesome.
That's not like a tribute.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's his song. You know, I didn't change that much to it. I tried to do it like he did it. And then just added that part where it goes into Belfast and then goes back into Berlin again the way he actually did it. So it was a tribute to him because, you know, he gave the world so much great music, and gave me so much great music that right. I just wanted to give something back. Yeah,
he was a hero.
Yeah, he was
I
a
see
hero.
What you did there.
Thank you.
Yeah,
just one day.
So he was not a Little China Girl.
No. But Modern Love, he was really good at it.
Yeah, I like China Girl too, though.
That's
a great song.
Oh, baby, just you shut your mouth.
Yeah, and funny thing, because you're talking from New Haven with. Modern Love, that's the Sims Brothers doing the backing vocals on it. Do you remember the Sims Brothers?
Of course.
Yeah, that's them doing the backing vocals on Modern Love.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Now, I know Stevie Ray Vaughan played on that album, but didn't go on tour with him.
Right.
I didn't know the Sims Brothers did backup vocals on that song.
Holy crap. I think it was Modern Love. They did it on a number of his songs. Get Me to the Church on Time. Is that Modern Love?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one they did it on.
Yep.
If you look at the video, that's them in the background with the singing it, and they got hats on. Yeah.
I have to watch it again now.
How do you know the Sims Brothers?
I used to record up in Bridgeport with Paul Lekka. Do you remember Paul Lekka and Ron Bacciocchi?
Yeah.
Paul Lekka wrote Na 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 Hey Hey.
Oh, Steam.
Goodbye.
Right.
Yeah, he wrote that. And he had a studio on the main street there in Bridgeport, and I used to record there. And the engineer's name was Ron Bacciocchi, and he was great friends with the Sims Brothers, and they used to come in. So I met them that way. And then used to meet them in New York because we all hung out. I was kind of part of the New Haven, Bridgeport scene, or at least I knew everybody who was recording in those days because of the studio in Bridgeport.
So do you remember Jasper Rath?
No, I can't say I remember that. Right. Yeah. I know Fran Freed, though. You know Fran from the New Haven Advocate? Yeah. The writer?
Heard the name,
I don't know, but I'm aware of the articles, you know, the pieces.
Yeah.
What about Michael Bolton?
Yeah, I never knew him, but I saw him around New Haven, and it wasn't his name, Michael Bolotin.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, I knew him. There was this guy that was a link to a lot of stuff. His name was Ron Bacciocchi, and he's a stunningly great engineer and producer. He's passed away, but a lot of us were influenced by him. He used to record Harry Chapin and people like that too.
Wow!
So he knew everyone in the New Haven and Bridgeport area,
and Long Island too, apparently.
And Long Island too, yeah.
What about these guys I heard of from Ireland? U2. Have you ever?
I never met them, but The Edge was the one who got Black 47 on MTV. You know, back in those days, everybody would make a video and send it in for that 120-minute show.
Yeah.
And so Black 47 did it. And I've never heard anything back from them. One day I got a call from them saying, do you have that video? Edge has insisted that we play this video. And I said, nah, you guys have it. And they said, well, send us on another one. I said, no, find it.
Look at you demanding stuff. That's right, I got the Edge behind me, man.
I'm not your performing monkey.
Well, that was it. You know, MTV thought they knew everything. So
right.
I knew they would find it because they really wanted to please the Edge.
Well, yeah, so, you had the Edge, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
That's how we got on there.
The Edge would call you up, say, I love your stuff or whatever, you know?
He came to see us in Chicago.
Oh.
But I didn't actually meet him. He was at the show and then he left before it was over. So,
that's not a good sign.
That's so edgy.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Why would he leave before it's over?
Right.
Well, we used to do long shows, too.
Got to get up early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, work next morning, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He had to tune his guitar.
Got to hang Bono. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because he needs that sound.
Yep.
Right. It's the same. It's the same lead on every song.
Yep.
but it's a good lead.
It's a good lead. He's made a couple bucks on it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're really excited about having you at O'Neill's.
We
love Ollie. He's so great.
Yeah, good people.
And O'Neill's Irish Pub is just such a great place to be.
Awesome place.
I'm looking forward to it, too, because I've usually played in Manhattan on St. Patrick's Day, but I just did a big show at Pace University, and part of the deal was that I can't play within a month in Manhattan, so... I was free on the night, and then Ollie called and said, why not?
There you go, see?
So you're playing 7 to 10, so you won't be on at midnight on St. Patrick's Day?
No, yeah. Okay. It opens at 7. We'll probably start around, you know, 7:45 to 10 or something like that.
Right.
You know?
But you'll still be there hanging out.
Though you're smart.
I'm in a hurry to leave bars.
Exactly.
You know, everyone's going to be hammered at midnight. To be on playing music, it might not be great, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a good show.
I think Larry's got this St. Patrick's Day thing figured out.
By now, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done a lot of them.
No stranger, no rodeo for him, yeah.
Well, thank you for all the great memories, and thanks for coming on with us. And I might see you Saturday night. I might end up there.
You'll be the drunk guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look after me. I'll have my green suede shoes on, so you'll see me with those.
I'll be wearing a green shirt. I'll probably be the only one there wearing green.
I'll be on the floor. Just check the floor.
Larry Kerwin, Black 47. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Pleasure, guys. Take care of yourselves.
You too.
Thank you.